The Prime Minister will head to the United States tonight for a whirlwind trade mission, but plans to visit the White House still hang in the balance. Jacinda Ardern has stops planned in New York, Washington DC, Boston, San Francisco and Seattle. But her recent bout of COVID-19 has thrown the schedule awry and potentially put a meeting with the US President Joe Biden in jeopardy. Here's our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch.
Jacinda Ardern.
The last time the PM was in the US, she invited late-night host Stephen Colbert to pay a visit to New Zealand.
You haven't been yet, which is a little awkward.
This week she returns and will extend the invite to all, a shameless pitch to American tourists.
We are open for business. And, of course, we're open for recreation.
The schedule includes, yes, a repeat appearance on The Late Show, but also meetings with tech heavyweights like Twitter and Microsoft, and a catch-up with the UN Secretary-General. She'll also deliver Harvard's high-profile commencement speech, previously given by the likes of Oprah Winfrey, Mark Zuckerberg and Angela Merkel.
Not at all daunting or at all looking at that list of people.
The busy trip, though, is currently missing a key event, a chief-to-chief chinwag in the Oval Office. Officials had been seeking a sit-down this week with the US President Joe Biden, but Ms. Ardern's recent bout of COVID has thrown a spanner in the works. While the details are still unclear, it seems strict White House protocols mean the meeting will have to be pushed into next week, if it happens at all.
There's been a real desire on both sides to make a meeting work. COVID's just thrown us a few curveballs that we're working through.
It would be Ms. Ardern's first face-to-face meeting with Joe Biden since his election last year, and the first White House visit for a New Zealand Prime Minister since John Key met Barack Obama in 2014. To miss out would be a major blow. National's Foreign Affairs spokesperson Gerry Brownlee says it is extremely important it goes ahead.
The meeting of leaders like that indicates a mark of respect that one country has for another. New Zealand's been a good partner to the United States in so many aspects of international diplomacy that it would be something we should expect.
The visit comes at a critical time in global politics as the United States seeks to counter China's increasing influence in the Pacific region. Joe Biden will launch a new initiative this evening, the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. Not a trade deal as such, but a high-level set of shared standards.
At the moment, it's very nondescript. And until there's a little bit more flesh and bones on exactly what the intention of it is, it's hard to judge whether it's a thing that we should be putting massive effort into or simply being a party to.
We're signalling our desire to be at the table during those early conversations, even before getting into negotiations, so that we're able to shape it and support shaping it into something that is meaningful.
Stephen Jacoby from the New Zealand International Business Forum sees opportunity in the arrangement and in the Prime Minister's visit. He says the government must take every chance to push back against what he sees as an irrational American distrust of free trade deals.
It is a political environment that's not conducive to that at the moment. It's just a fact of life. We have to get used to it. So we have to work with whatever we can in the United States while continuing to push a very strong message.
That begins tonight from Auckland Airport as Jacinda Ardern takes part in the virtual launch of the Indo-Pacific Framework. She'll then board a flight set for the US with hopes her program is firmer by the time she lands.